Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
UNC and Duke are playing a version of old Pac-8 basketball. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. It had UCLA, which was the dominant program in the country from the mid-1960s to John Wooden's retirement with his 10th national championship in 1975, when there were only 32 teams in the not-so-big dance. In those days, all the Bruins had to do was win two games always in their home West region to reach the Final Four and cut down the NCAA nets. UCLA was rarely on national TV with an occasional headliner against Notre Dame and other big brands at the time. The Pac-8 was a closed regional conference, playing home-and-home weekend games with UCLA and Southern Cal, Stanford and Cal, Oregon and Oregon State, Washington and Washington State. This was before TV took over scheduling, with large rights fees being paid by NBC, ABC, and eventually ESPN. For the 16 conference games, the two LA schools made weekend trips to San Francisco, Oregon, and Washington, and hosted the same schools on other weekends, usually Thursday or Friday nights, and Saturday or Sunday afternoons. Everyone got to play UCLA at home and on the road, which was their secret sauce. So much has happened with college expansion since then, that cool format is long gone. UCLA, USC, Oregon, and Washington are in the Big Ten. Stanford and Cal are in the ACC. Oregon State and Washington State are trying to figure out what to do in the years ahead. But Duke and Carolina are playing copycats this week. The Blue Devils are at Cal and Berkeley late Wednesday night after the Tar Heels take on Stanford and Palo Alto at 9 p.m. Duke fans are unhappy with their 11 p.m. start against the Bears, but they get closer to primetime Saturday night against the Cardinal at 6 after the Heels face Cal at 4. Those are all East Coast times. Both programs have enough money to fly out to San Francisco however and whenever they want, but you think they might be staying at the same hotel? On paper, they should be good games. Cal and Stanford are both 13-4 overall, but the Bears are 1-3 in the ACC, a game behind Stanford at 2-2. Top-ranked Duke, 4-0, and number 14 Carolina, 2-1, are both solid favorites to come home with two more wins and stay near the top of the standings and the polls. Of course, the old crows in the home crowds will remember when 7-foot giants Lou Alcindor and Bill Walton led a Wooden's almost always undefeated Bruin teams into their bandbox gyms. Neither Cal nor Stanford were ranked high in those days, prouder of their academic prowess. But Stanford does have the second leading scorer in the ACC and Cal the number 8 rebounder in the conference. The Cardinals head coach is Kyle Smith, who came from outcast Washington State. Cal head coach Mark Mattson is a former Stanford player and assistant. Sort of like John Shire succeeding Dean Smith.